Good morning.
How are you guys? Good. Who's first?
BJ, Devontae Booker has averaged 3.6 yards a carry over 2 years. If he had a larger role, do you have confidence that he could be a lead back?
Well, yeah. Obviously, you know, he had a good spring. He missed most of training camp. He came back about week four. He did some good things for us. He's a young player. He's an ascending player. With more time, he should get better. Yes. Well, they don't yet. You know, last year we had actually, you know, four backs. We had CJ, we had Jamal, we had Book about week three or four. So it was hard for D'Angelo to even dress, you know, during the season. Obviously, in preseason, he had some good times where he showed what he can do, but it's hard to dress four halfbacks. You know, so we had three guys dressing at that position. And we had one fullback dressing. So, but moving forward, obviously, Henderson is a young player that's, you know, had shown some life as a guy who can make big plays. So we're excited about him.
Last year's draft got 10 on maybe the way you wanted.
Troy, I'm not down on our draft class from last season. You know, some guys, you know, take more time to develop, and some guys need more time. You know, so, you know, we drafted those kids last year, and it was some positive, it was some negative also. But again, some guys need more time. So I'm not down on our class. And every year you have to reevaluate, you know, what you do in a draft. You know, and you want to find. I want to find Broncos. I want to find guys that are smart, tough, and, you know, who are team-first guys. You know, so obviously every year it's a go back to the drawing board and kind of figure out what you can do better.
What about DeMarcus Walker? Any decision on what you do with him? Or keep him outside, inside?
He is going to be a defensive end for us in our 34 defense. Obviously, with the flexibility of being an inside rusher, you know, also being an outside rusher on sub-downs, but speaking of him, he started off, you know, really slow, but towards the end of the season, he did make some plays. So that was good to see. And, you know, hopefully he comes back in the spring in great shape and kind of push forward from there.
Yes, how did being a Senior Bowl change? Does it change when you guys approach college?
It won't change our approach, but I think coaching the Senior Bowl was a clear advantage, you know, to have a chance to actually coach those guys for a week. You know, and have a chance to watch them in install meetings, to have a chance to watch them take the information in and obviously put it back out. That's valuable for you. You know, so in my opinion, it was worth it. You know, we got a chance to see a lot of good players there. So moving forward, it does help you, you know, in your evaluation process.
What do you think about Kirk Cousins?
I'm sorry, say again? Yeah. Well, I'll tell you this, you know, it's a long process, you know, and having those quarterbacks on our team, that was obviously a good thing. You know, all three guys were good guys. You know, they're all talented guys and they all worked at it, you know. So again, it's a long process. So as we move forward, we just want to find out more about, you know, the guys as people and as quarterbacks, you know. But this week is always a good week to kind of sit back and watch them compete, you know, watch them perform.
His mobility. Some people talk about his record when he's facing teams at right. 500 and above. Obviously, the standard for the Broncos is not just to get to the playoffs, but beyond.
Right.
And those are when the pressure moments are on. So, how do you think he handles the big stage?
Well, I'll tell you, Joe. I haven't coached Kirk Cousins, so I can't speak to that. To be honest,
you know,
he's a Washington Redskin at the moment, so I can't speak to that. But obviously, watching the guy over the years, I mean, he's a good football player. He's thrown for 4,000 yards the last 3 years, and that's tough to do in this league. So, obviously, he's a good one, but that's, you know, I'll leave it at that.
How have you approached this combine differently in terms of preparation? I don't know, are you
going
to go into this
right
now that you're a veteran?
Right. Oh, veteran coach, okay. Not much different. You know, it's a process, you know, and it's really John's process. You know, I'm obviously a part of that, but, you know, how we do things, you know, Jonathan that way for, you know, 4 or 5 years. So it's a process that we've done here in Denver for a long time. So my approach hadn't changed.
What did you see out of Bradley Roby last season? Did he show enough?
Well, you know, Bradley is a first-round pick. You know, he should play good for us. You know, so I'm not surprised when he makes plays and, you know, and when he plays at a high level. So that's what he should do. You know, obviously the Oakland game when Akeem was ejected, he played very well. In a game Akeem missed against Miami, I thought Bradley played very well. So he's definitely capable, but he should be. He's a first-round pick. I think Jake Buss going to be full goal. You know, this spring, obviously, he came back. He came back, I think, about week 8 or 9. Wasn't quite ready yet, but he's got a bright future. He's a worker. He's a pro. He's there every day. So I'm excited to see him this spring moving forward. How can he change it? I'm not sure yet. You know, we have, you know, once we get into scheming and get to the practice field, we kind of know more about that, but I'm not sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Josh is a very talented quarterback. I mean, he looks like a pro on tape, you know. But obviously, meeting with him and watching him throw and compete this week is going to be, you know, a help to the evaluation. But he's definitely a good football player.
But the status of the quarterbacks on the roster now, are they still in the mix?
As of now, yes. You know, we've got two guys on the roster. Well, three actually, with Chet Kelly. We've got Trevor, we've got Paxton, and we've got Chet Kelly. Absolutely, are. You know, I can't speak to the future right now. So right now, they are our quarterbacks. Is Chet healthy? Yes, he is.
Have you seen the video of him that his uncle posted? He's working with Phil Simms.
I have not seen the video. Was it good?
Yeah. Yes. Jim
was it?
Yeah,
okay.
Phil Simms,
good. I have not seen the video. That's good. Mm-hmm. I think offensive line is always a priority. You know, we have to, you know, outside of the quarterback, that's always the big question for our football team, right? You know, we have to play better at quarterback. That's obvious. That's apparent. But, you know, we have to also protect better, you know, and we can play better defense also, you know. So it's not just a quarterback position that we have to get better at. It's a full team effort. So absolutely, you know, to protect the quarterback, it's always a good thing, you know, and running the football. And that goes through the offensive line. So to answer your question plainly, Mike, yes.
How much stability for quarterback helps Bulls? Does it look like three quarterbacks who are
right.
different with their presence? I'm not
going
to make an excuse.
Right.
Paxton, Trevor, and Brock are different now. Mm-hmm. Would that help Garrett?
Well, it'll help us all, Troy, right? You know, I mean, we played three quarterbacks last year. No one wants to do that. You know, I mean, you want one guy and one guy only. You know, obviously, if someone gets injured, you want to have a capable backup. But you don't want to play three quarterbacks, so I think all of us involved, you know, we'll get better, you know, by not playing three quarterbacks. Well, I'll say this, guys. You know, after you have a year of being 5-11, and you know, I want to move past that, but you know, it was time, in my opinion, for a culture change. You know, obviously, Eric Studersville is a good football coach. He's a friend of mine, so Miami's got a good football coach there. But for our team to move forward and get better, it was time for a change in some areas. I'm sorry? He's a great leader. You know, he's a great football coach. He's obviously won a big game. That's important. You know, when you bring guys into your fold who's won at a high level, that's always good for your players and coaches. And he's a good man, so He's an excellent pickup for Adam.
A year ago, you and John were trying to add juice to the roster.
Yeah.
What is it you're trying to add to the roster?
Good players. lots of good players.
Coach, what Baker's evaluation of Carlos Henderson, you know, from what you've seen him in the wide receiver?
Carlos? Yeah, I mean, he's an explosive young player. You know, obviously, he missed the season. Yeah, he was injured during training camp. But, you know, he was drafted to be a good football player for us, you know, hopefully a 3 or 4. He's also a hell of a returner, and he can be a core guy on special teams. So we're looking forward to getting him back on the field, and hopefully he can contribute for us this year. Lauren Landau, yes.
Are you going to emphasize you want more speed, you want more size, you want more strength? Is there anything that you think your team is lacking?
Right. Well, I'll say this, Mike. You know, when you when you go into the off season, you want to always build strength and build more speed and build more durability. You know, so whoever is the strength coach, that's always your goals. You know, I mean, you've got basically 9 weeks with your football team, you know, from the start to the finish. So you want to take those 9 weeks and obviously grow in all areas, you know, physical areas and also the football IQ area. So, yes. We want to keep all of our good players, Nikki. That's important, you know, but, you know, every team has to go through a self-evaluation every single season. So at the end of the day, you know, we're doing what's best for the Broncos, but we want all of our good players to be back in Denver. That makes sense?
Vance, if you could go back in time one season and approach yourself to where you're standing right now and give yourself one piece of advice.
Right. Win more games. Simple as that. Win more games.
Rich, what would be the challenge when you survey the free agent quarterback market?
Yeah.
It runs the gamut of experience. Some guys have four starts, won a few games,
yeah,
but obviously haven't done it for a period of time. What's the challenge of maybe seeing that film, but also having to project that maybe if it fits you?
Right. Well, you said it. It's about fit. You know, you got to find a guy that fits. You know, fits your football profile. You know, and it's not about obviously the numbers or their names. It's about the perfect fit, you know, and the best teams win, you know, so you have to have a guy that fits, you know, your football mindset. You know, in Denver, we want to play great defense all the time and run the football, you know, so who fits that formula for us? I'm not sure yet, but it's all about fit.
You said run the football. I mean, that was something we talked about last year. You didn't really have an identity.
Right.
Would you like it to be where your physical team would have that as the foundation?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I thought we had that, Troy, last year. You know, we had our first 1,000-yard rusher in a long time in Denver, so that part I thought we had. You know, we turned the ball over at a rapid rate, you know, and that was obviously our major issue. And outside of that, you know, we can play better defense in spots, you know. But I thought we started with that last year, running the football and being a physical football team.
A few more for the coach.
Obviously, it's really in the offseason.
Yeah.
The AFC West seems like a division.
Right.
How do you feel about that division right now and when you look around?
Right. Well, it's a strong division. You know, you look at the Chiefs, that's won every game in the division for 2 years. You know, that football team's hard to beat, especially at home. Oakland's got a new staff, you know, with Coach Gruden. That's an experienced football coach with a big-time quarterback. The Chargers started, I think, 1-4, 1-5, and 1-7 or 8 straight with Phillip Rivers and Coach Lynn out there. So it's a tough division, you know. And in my opinion, I mean, you've got in that division, you've got 2 or 3 teams that's capable of making the playoffs every year, you know. So that being said, it's always going to be a challenge to win a division.
Where do you plan on playing there? Is he going to be left, right guard?
That's being talked about. Obviously, he was a left guard in Denver, you know, and, you know, he may go back to left guard. It depends on how things go in the next couple months. Well, that's being also discussed right now. We've got a right tackle in Menelik Watson, you know. So that's where we are with that now. Jeff, I'm sorry. Say again. I would say this, Jeff. We have to play better at the quarterback position. We want to get better.
Last one, Nikki.
This combine, well, it's a bunch of corners that can play, you know, and you know I want guys who obviously can play press man. That's what we do, you know. You want guys with great long speed and great length, you know, so they can press and run with guys. But it's a draft full of those guys this year.
Thank you, Coach.
All right, guys, thank you.